Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Terry Poll. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Madden. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Madden. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dernier moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Davis reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Knight reaches second base with a double. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Rochelle reaches second base with a double. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Maddon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Moreland moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddon fields it and throws to third for the out. Say moves to second. 1 out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. Say moves to third. 2 outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier who is chasing the ball. Mumphrey reaches third base with a triple. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mumphrey tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rochelle hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madden fires to first and picks off Sandberg. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Mike Madden. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Rule now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rochel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mumphrey hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dernier hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moreland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry Cotto pinch runs for Ron Say. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Jody Davis. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto moves to third. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.